captured is the story of Kenny, who's probably my most good-hearted and well-meaning character. He's now a somewhat lonely portrait painter who lives on the North Somerset Levels in a little cottage, who's recently discovered that he's dying of a brain tumour. He's got a few weeks left to live. And with those weeks, he decides to put right a list of regrets. Things he didn't do, people he hurt. And working his way down the list, he comes across Callie Barton, who was a young girl at school when they were 9 and 10, who was very kind to him. The adult Callie Barton made a bad marriage and disappeared. There was a suspected murder, but nobody was ever found, and her husband, Jonathan, who was the chief and really sole suspect, was never charged with her murder, and now has gone on to live an ordinary and apparently happy life with a new partner and and his own business, albeit a struggling business. And Kenny decides that his last duty on Earth is to find out what happened to Callie Barton and in some way to put it right. The cord was still round Jonathan's throat. He'd fretted and fussed and stretched his duct tape manacles, but they'd held. Kenny scrutinised him with some satisfaction, like a nurse with a difficult patient. Then, using a sponge, he applied rubbing alcohol to the duct tape on Jonathan's face, massaging it into the bristly skin. He picked at the corner of the tape, and soon he'd made the corner edge large enough to get a good grip, and he peeled the tape away in one long movement. Embedded in the sticky side were flecks of Jonathan's skin and dots of stubble, and his face was red as if sunburned. He looked at Kenny and said nothing. Then he exploded into something like a seizure. He bucked and thrashed in his bonds. He foamed at the mouth until the cord choked him and made him placid again. Aspects of Kenny are borrowed from aspects of my own personality, but also more so than probably any other of my fictional characters. I've borrowed bits of real people that I know and love and given to him. Kenny's got a certain gentleness about him and a certain goodness which isn't rooted in naivety. It's a proper spiritual at-heart goodness, which I, again, is a quality that I greatly admire in people. It's very rare, but greatly to be cherished when you come across it. And of course, I took such a pure-hearted and good character and corrupted him in the most vicious and vile ways, for which I still feel slightly guilty. Weston Pier plays an emblematic part in this story. There's an important scene set on the pier. And later, as a function of coincidence, not intention, during the writing of Captured, Weston Pier burned down, which seemed to me to be fateful. What fascinates me about revenge and revenge stories is that, in a way which is sometimes difficult to articulate, our worst excesses, our worst crimes, the most bestial aspects of our humanity is a function of our love, that we kill and maim for love of country, inappropriate love of country, love of city, love of area, love of soccer team, that sexual jealousy drives men to wild excesses. In so much of the worst aspects of our humanity is bedded in what's finest in our humanity, which is love. And that's an essential paradox which I can't quite let go of. I can't work it through.